With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Democrats starting to act like crybabies now because Congress was not notified in advance about the top secret quick strike to Venezuela to extract strongman Nicolas Maduro.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio was asked by NBC's Meet the Press why the Trump administration didn't seek approval from Congress before carrying out an attack on Venezuela's mainland.
This was not an action that required congressional approval. In fact, it couldn't require congressional approval because this was not an invasion. This is not an extended military operation. This is a very precise operation that involved a couple of hours of action. It was a very delicate operation, too.
Rubio says the U.S. is going to give Venezuela time to address challenges that existed during the Maduro regime.
Until they address it, they will continue to face this oil quarantine. They will continue to face pressure from the United States. We will continue to target drug boats if they try to run towards the United States.
I'm Donna Water.
Well, following the recent renaming of the Kennedy Center to include Donald Trump's name, several artists canceling performances, citing political objections. Center President Rick Grenell says some cancellations have been influenced by outreach from CNN and the Washington Post encouraging boycotts. Grenell has a message for liberal performers and writers who hate President Trump.
Shows that were booked under the previous regime saying we don't want to be a part of something that has Donald Trump's name on it. Fine, if you can't perform for conservatives, I don't really think you're an artist. I think artists perform for everyone regardless of how they believe and who they vote for. And so we're getting rid of all these people that want to have some sort of a litmus test to say, I'm only going to perform for people who believe like me.
And this is SRN News. Well, the global center of Christianity is shifting.
In reviewing its biggest findings of 2025, the Pew Research Center highlights the release of a survey in June that demonstrates the largest concentration of Christians is now in sub-Saharan Africa. 31% of the Christians in the world live somewhere in Africa, with Europe, once the leader, now in second place at 22%. Part of the reason for the shift is that African Christians are having large families, while those in Europe and North America are not. Michael Harrington reporting.
Commission organizing America's 250th birthday celebration wants to turn the country's single biggest year into also volunteering. But America Gives, the program unveiled last month, will have to revitalize a culture of service that has recently gone downhill. Just 28% of Americans say they volunteered time to a religious organization last year. This is SRN News. Several economic reports are due this week, including that of the job market, job openings, unemployment report, wages, and more. Also due, reports on the U.S. trade deficit, factory orders, and consumer credit. Economist Steve Moore says the Trump administration recognizes it needs to convince Americans that things are really improving.
In politics, perception is reality. Perception is reality. So Trump is going to have to persuade Americans, and he's, I think, doing a pretty good job of it. Hey, things are going really well right now, and you're going to start to feel it in your pocketbook.
And Morris says there has been an extraordinary economic turnaround during President Trump's first year back in the Oval Office.
I think Trump is doing a great job. I as an economist, have to say, I'm surprised that he's been able to fix the economy as quickly as he has.
More details at srnnews.com.